As we stand at the threshold of the month of March, our spirits are stirred with eager anticipation. What lies ahead in the next 31 days? What wonders and blessings does God have in His divine storehouse for each one of us? These questions resonate deep within us, igniting a spark of hope and expectancy, for we serve a God whose promises are true and whose love knows no bounds. Today, let's delve into the third month of the year, which March we will learn how to have daily victories in this month, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Delving into the sacred pages of the Bible, we uncover a tapestry of narratives that illuminate the faithfulness and power of our Heavenly Father. Within its verses, we encounter ordinary men and women, just like you and me, who traversed paths marked by extraordinary encounters with the divine. Their lives bear witness to the reality of God's presence amidst the mundane and His ability to orchestrate the miraculous in the midst of the ordinary. These stories, far from being mere legends of a bygone era, serve as beacons of light guiding us through the corridors of our own journeys. They remind us that the God who parted the Red Sea and raised the dead is the same God who walks alongside us today, ever ready to manifest His glory in our lives. And so, as we step into this new month, let us open the gates of our hearts wide to receive the abundant blessings, miracles, and breakthroughs that God has ordained for us. Let us embark on this journey together, united in faith and expectancy, confident that the promises spoken over us will surely come to fruition. With each passing day, let us cling to the assurance that our God is a God of wonders, a God who delights in turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. As we navigate the twists and turns of life's path, may we do so with unwavering trust in His unfailing love and unshakable confidence in His ability to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or imagine. In this month of March, let us march forward with hearts ablaze with faith, knowing that the blessings, miracles, and breakthroughs that await us are but a reflection of the boundless grace and mercy of our Heavenly Father. And as we journey onward, may our lives be living testimonies to His faithfulness, drawing others into the marvelous light of His love. Together, let us embrace God's message for March with open arms, knowing that He who has promised is faithful, and He will surely bring it to pass. As we gather together in the presence of our loving Father, let us reflect on His goodness and His promises for us in this month of March. Let us draw strength from His Word and be reminded that He is with us every step of the way. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a powerful assurance! In the midst of uncertainty and challenges, God assures us that His plans for us are filled with blessings and hope. As we journey through March, let us hold on to this promise and trust that God is working all things together for our good. Moreover, in Ephesians 3 verse 20, we are reminded that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. This verse fills us with hope and expectancy. It reminds us that our God is not limited by our circumstances or our limitations. He is a God of miracles, capable of doing far beyond what we can comprehend. As we enter into this month, let us approach God with boldness and faith, believing that He is able to bring about miraculous breakthroughs in our lives. Furthermore, in Philippians 4 verse 19, we read, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." This verse is a beautiful reminder of God's provision and faithfulness. Whatever challenges or needs we may face in this month, we can trust that God will supply all that we need according to His riches and glory. He is our provider, our sustainer, and our ever-present help in times of trouble. In addition to these promises, let us not forget the words of Jesus in Matthew 19, verse 26. With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. These words echo throughout the ages, inspiring hope and faith in the hearts of believers. No matter how daunting our circumstances may seem, no matter how impossible our dreams may appear, we serve a God who specializes in the impossible. As we step out in faith this month, let us remember that God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Dear friends, as we meditate on these promises and truths from God's Word, let us approach this month with hearts full of faith and expectancy. Let us anticipate God's blessings, miracles, and breakthroughs in every area of our lives. May we be open to His leading, His guidance, and His divine interventions. And may we never lose sight of the fact that our God is faithful yesterday, today, and forevermore. As we conclude our time together, let us hold fast to the promises of God and walk boldly in faith. May this month of March be a season of abundant blessings, miraculous interventions, and life-changing breakthroughs. And may we never cease to give glory and praise to the one who holds our future in His hands. Let us go forth with courage and confidence, knowing that our God is with us every step of the way. May His presence go before us, His peace surround us, and His love uphold us, now and always. Amen.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.